Good morning, everyone, and welcome to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL. So happy to have you with us this morning. My name is Susan Locke, joined in the studio this morning with Mark Trender. Good morning, Mark. And we're just so happy to have you here. I'd like to continue with a report that we were giving yesterday morning at the end of the program. We had a wonderful meeting with Beth Ann Mumford and Megan Stroud of Americans for Prosperity. This bridge of their organization is called Bridge to Well-Being. And they are really putting their money where their mouth is. They're really putting feet to their beliefs and to their good work. The Bridge to Well-Being is a very practical program trying to get people in our communities all across the country involved in helping others so that they can help themselves, so that they do not have to become dependent upon the government. They have all kinds of marvelous programs established, but the best part of it is that it involves us. It involves you and me and anybody in the community who is interested and willing to take part in it. It's available in your community. It's built around your schedule. The programs help improve the quality of life in each one of our communities. They have such things as couponing. Some of these things sound very basic to some of us, but to some people, they have not had training or knowledge or instruction in some of these basic things, basic ways of managing life, like couponing, like how to grocery shop, how to shop for foods that are really nutritious for your family but not expensive, maybe how to garden, how to budget, how to plan, health and lifestyle, how to choose a doctor, how to get help with health care. All kinds of interesting things like this. Megan is down in Virginia, but she's traveling all over the country, anywhere where people are interested. We had a great group of people together yesterday from various aspects, various roles in the community, and each one of them has something special to offer. Each one of them knows something or knows some other people who can help. So we want to share this information with you. It's really very exciting. The Bridge to Well-Being people will come to our communities. They will help you plan a meeting. They'll actually provide money for snacks or a little meal or something to get started. You can invite your friends and your neighbors. Let's say it's a couponing class. You'll get together and have something to eat, and then an instructor. This woman has managed to save over $25,000 worth of coupons. She just has a stockpile of coupons available for shopping. So in these days of such a tight economy for so many people, it's really a wonderful thing to know how to do. So that's one thing. Or let's say it's budgeting. They'll have somebody come in who is very good at that and very good at explaining it so that it's understandable. And so it's a time to get together and have a little food together and then talk about this and have an instructor come and help with it. So we wanted to share this information with you. It's a wonderful opportunity. Inspiring the dream. They say some policies help create opportunity while others stand in the way of the American dream. Learn how we can work together to create an environment for success and opportunity. You can hear from local entrepreneurs about how they turned their craft into a thriving small business. You can know your rights. This program will help you and your children understand your freedoms through the Constitution. That's another class that they have, learning about your rights, learning what the Constitution says, what it means, what rights we actually have, what rights the government has and what it doesn't have, what powers it has and what it doesn't have. Speaking up and speaking out. Ever feel that you don't have a voice? Well, here we teach individuals how to talk to their local legislator or representatives about issues they care most about. These classes are not partisan in that they don't promote any particular candidate or anything like that. They're just teaching people to have some basic knowledge and skills that they may not have been able to pick up in school or in their families along the way. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people in this situation, and there are a lot of us who have had the benefit of such instruction and may be able to help once a week, once a month, doing something like this. So again, this is an arm of Americans for Prosperity. The foundation is called Bridge to Well-Being. It's a nonprofit organization reaching out to the community, to many communities all over the country, to try to help others. And what I wanted to impart this morning is William Federer just said in that last American Minute for today about Elliot helping the Indians. And the cross has made the difference and has made us all flawless in God's sight. our sins are covered because of what he did for us, and we can do nothing but give in return. And throughout history, we see examples of people like Eliot reaching out to help and to teach others. This is simply an extension of that particular concept, idea, and heartfelt desire to serve. It's really a blessing. There are many wonderful things are happening across the country because of it. It's called Bridge to Wellbeing. If you look online, you can find them at bridgetowellbeing.com or americansforprosperityfoundation.org. And the whole idea is that it's dedicated to educating men and women about the principles of freedom and how they apply to their everyday lives. Our goal is to provide people, they say, with the knowledge and tools to use these principles to thrive at home, at work, and in their communities. The programs enable Americans to understand why freedom is the key to long-term happiness, success, and well-being. Freedom. Where people are free, they can thrive. Where people are free, they can learn. Where people are free, they can create. They can establish businesses. They can take care of themselves and their own families. Freedom is really important. And a lot of people don't understand that when they become dependent, they lose that freedom. So the whole concept of this program is to enable people to gain that freedom and gain the confidence that comes in the sense of self-worth from learning basic skills and so on. So if you're interested at all, you can go to americansforprosperityfoundation.org. That's americansforprosperityfoundation.org, and find out how you can get linked up with this. You can call the station here at 610-539-8255. We'll be glad to share the information. Or you can go to bridgetowellness.com. It's really a wonderful, wonderful organization, and one that we hope you'll take advantage of. Other people were there yesterday talking about some of the skills they possess. One woman has worked. She's been here on the station, Jean Hoff. She's written a book called Between Now and Then. She worked in a law firm for many years and saw the great difficulty that people have. This is not necessarily just for people who may be having difficulty economically right now, but it's for anyone who needs some knowledge in certain areas. She, as she told us here, learned from experience. The many people she saw coming into the office just simply didn't know what to do or how to prepare for the end of life. All of us will die at some point, and plans need to be made to make it easier for our families. And the sad truth is that if there is no will or no living will, when a person dies, whatever they have will go to the state. And so if that's not what you want to happen, you need to take some action to make it different. You may make a difference in that regard. If you want things to be shared with your family members, you need to make plans that way. You need to find out what to do. She's written a wonderful book called Between Now and Then, and it explains it in great detail. She said that she would be willing to teach a class on something like this. There were financial planners there who'd be interested in helping with that kind of information. There's a wellness coach who would love to help people with nutritional matters and good diets for their family, that sort of thing. So these are just marvelous tools that are available. People in our community are ready and willing to step up. We were very excited about it. It was just very exciting to see this idea catching hold. Again, it's Americans for Prosperity's Bridge to Wellbeing program. And you can find out more about it on americansforprosperityfoundation.org. If you're interested in teaching a class, linking up with the Y or your church or your neighborhood or group of friends or just any kind of organization you might be involved with. If you're involved with a school and it's a class that you could add to your school's, you know, night curriculum or something like that, that would be great. And if you're interested in learning, you can also check it out at americansforprosperityfoundation.org. We'll be back right after this break.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, one of the many voices of News Talk 1180 WFYLAM on your radio dial. Streaming worldwide online 24/7 at 1180WFYL.com. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a WFYL advertiser. We provide quality programming with local and national hosts, expert political commentators who cover a wide variety of topics about local and national issues of the day. If you'd like to attract more business, more clients, or more customers, try advertising with us. Write to us. info@1180WFYL.com or call us at the station 610-539-1783. That's 610-539-1783 or by email at info@1180WFYL.com. Find out more about us and listen online anytime at 1180WFYL.com. King of Prussia, Philadelphia. To protect freedom of speech, God bless America.
In my heart I know that this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it true. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL. We're so glad to have you with us this morning. It is a beautiful summer day, and we're really grateful for it. Last Tuesday, we had the privilege of having Bill Federer on with us, and I just wanted to share with all of you who love to listen to him that his interviews are available on our podcast page, as are all of our exclusive interviews that we have and programs. We have roundtables and interviews. We had some really marvelous ones. We've invited Bill to come back to call in and fill us in some more. He lives a half a mile from Ferguson, and so I'm sure he has a lot of information about that, and we're looking forward to the time when he can call in to share his historical information and his take on current events as well, share his wisdom with us. We really do appreciate it. It's such an honor to hear from so many amazing people who share this, the wisdom and the knowledge that they've gained about what's happening. But we're so grateful to God for the opportunity we have to share that with all of you. This morning we're going to be having later a special guest, J. Drew Bykoski, who's a life coach and father, and he has written a book called Pulling in Your Passion. You'll want to listen to that. He's a motivational and keynote speaker. And then we also have a very special guest, Annie, who has been with us before, who is a cancer survivor and is going to be talking to us about the annual walk for cancer that's coming up in Montgomery County here and how you can participate in that. We always love to hear from you. If you would like to call in, please call at 610-539-TALK, 8255, 610-539-8255. So I just would like to share a scripture with you. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. This is such a comfort. We've talked about it before when Kathy Barnett was on last week. We talked about it. We've talked about it several times about how you'll hear a voice in your ear telling you this is the way, walk in it. It is such a comfort to know that he is with us, that he is always with us. His presence is here. And we'd love to hear from any of you who would like to share such stories. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. In these days, I really think, and we emphasize this here at WFYL, we need to keep looking up, as Pastor Gary Dahl says at noon. Truly, our hope is in the Lord. These things are swirling around us all the time. We hear so much from so many sources. It's really very, very important to remember that God is on the throne. He is He is in control, no matter what our eyes may see or ears may hear. He hasn't changed. He's still there. He doesn't change. He is always the same. He is always with us. And so though things seem out of control, spinning out of control, it's important to settle our hearts before Him and realize He is in control. He hasn't left us. He hasn't forsaken us. And He does have a plan, too, that He is working out. I also think it's very important to remember how powerful prayer is and how important it is. And I would just like to share that with you again this morning. I know most of you know it, but it makes a tremendous difference. And I was sharing with you last week an experience that I had many years ago visiting the Senate down in Washington, D.C., with a group of women. And I think it's worth sharing that story once again because it's very powerful. Many of you have seen the movie Lord of the Rings. You know about the king who was under that wicked spell and he was just unable to function. He was just so lethargic and almost in a slumber in this spell. We were in the Senate that day watching, and Senator John Tower was speaking to the senators. Some of them were actually asleep. They were actually napping. Others were just slumped in their chairs, barely listening, and he was kind of droning on about something, I don't even remember what, in a monotone voice. The woman sitting next to me is a powerful intercessor, and she reached her hand out over the chamber and just started praying. She started praying for them all. And after a couple of minutes, all of a sudden, he roused himself up and said, "The American people deserve better than this." And all the people kind of shook themselves and woke up. And I observed this with my own eyes. I saw it happen. And there had been such a spirit of oppression and heaviness in that room. And it was lifted. And it was lifted because of prayer. That was one of the most amazing examples I've ever seen with my eyes of the power of prayer. And I think it's important to remember it and to remind others of it. It does make a difference. We can intercede for those in authority, and it will make a difference. I think we may have a caller on the line, Mark. No, oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I would love to hear from any of you who would like to share such stories about how God has intervened or ways you've seen Him work. But we do know that happens, and certainly in our day and in this country, we need help. We really need help. And my personal conviction is that He's the only one who can help us. And so prayer is very, very powerful, very important. Another verse, God says, "Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool." I think it's important to acknowledge the sins of the country and to ask for the Lord's intervention. That song we played at the very beginning today, "The cross has made you flawless, no matter what the bruises or the scars are. There is forgiveness with Him. His power is the same as it has ever been. The same power that raised Him up from the dead is living within each of us if we believe in Him." So it's really important just to get back to basics, I think, and remember that. We've had a number of people come in and share with us wonderful testimonies of how God has worked in their lives and things that they've seen happen. This is indisputable, and I know that all of you have similar stories. We here at WFYL are so grateful for the opportunity to be able to share this with you, as well as our other excellent programming. Our national hosts and our local hosts try to do their best to share this information with you about what's going on and put it into perspective so that it makes sense, trying to keep you informed. And I have to tell you, I was driving behind a car the other day that had two bumper stickers on it, and one was a quote from Patrick Henry about this nation being a Christian nation. Those words spoken by Patrick Henry. And the other was about the folly of political correctness. And the young woman got out of the car. I said, "I love your bumper stickers." So it was great to see that some other people are realizing that we don't have to be politically correct. We need to be correct in God's eyes. Hope you'll stay with us and join us again after the news break.
Tri-state area, streaming freedom, shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYL.
Fox News Radio. I'm Pam Husso. Turned over to the Justice Department the private email server Hillary Clinton used while Secretary of State.
Not only did some of these emails on Clinton's private server contain classified information, but now it turns out that they contained top secret information. That's one level up. Now, granted, these emails were all retroactively classified.
Fox's Christian Fisher, the Democratic presidential frontrunner, has already handed over thousands of emails. Fired in Arlington, Texas, police officer Brad Miller, who shot and killed an unarmed teenager.
It was poor judgment, according to Chief Will Johnson, that led to the fatal shooting of Christian Taylor. Miller entered the car showroom without a plan of arrest, and while his field training officer drew his taser, Miller drew his gun, firing four times, killing Taylor.
Fox News Radio's Bill Vitka, Miller could face criminal charges. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Eagle Forum, Pennsylvania will be hosting its 2015 Candidates Dinner on Thursday, August 20th at 6 p.m. at the Aronimink Golf Club. Please come and join Phyllis Schlafly at her Eagle Forum, Pennsylvania dinner. Our special guest will be Congressman Alan West, the retired Lieutenant Colonel of the United States Army. Conservative values need to be defended now more than ever. So please join us on Thursday, August 20th, 2015 at 7 p.m. Find out more by calling 610-793-1800. That's 610-793-1800. Or email me at ed@eagleforum.org. Thanks and see you there.
Hi, this is Carla Dedessi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government, taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4th, 1801. You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
And in my heart I know that this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
Good morning and welcome back to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL. I think we're joined now by Kim Kennedy. Kim, are you on the line?
I am, and good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, too, Kim. I was telling people earlier about the marvelous meeting we had yesterday morning with Americans for Prosperity's Bridge to Wellness program, and
yes.
I know you've been very involved in getting that organized here in our area. Maybe you could share a little bit with everyone.
There's a lot of negative talk about what's going on in our society, and people are rightfully complaining about what bad policies have produced in our country. But as I sat and I listened to these ladies, Beth Ann Mumford and Megan Strauss from Americans for Prosperity, share ideas with us, it occurred to me that this is a great way for the everyday citizen to get involved in their communities and help people.
That's exactly what I thought, yeah.
Yes, being a part of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't require a financial investment. They take care of that. It just requires time, and it doesn't require a lot of time. It just requires a heart for people and wanting to teach them. And, you know, some of us thought when we first heard this program, teaching people about couponing, teaching people about organizing, teaching people about finances, and it becomes painfully aware that those kinds of things aren't being taught anymore. I just happened to see a clip on the news about how in some schools in the northwestern part of our country where they're teaching about gender inclusiveness, just another fancy term for saying perversion is okay. They have time to write curriculum and teach those kinds of things, but as far as life skills, teaching people how to be independent and how to make wise decisions,
right,
we don't do that anymore. And I'm sorry to say that. But this is a worthy organization for you to spend an hour a week. And I would suggest that you contact the station at info@1180wfyl.com. And we will be glad to send you the contact people's names. I mean, you can go to Bridge to Wellness or Americans for Prosperity, their website independently. But we can pass on the specific information so you can know how you can get involved. We had a great group yesterday. We have a good nucleus to start with it. But in towns right in your own backyard, this is a place for you to be salt and light to make a difference.
That's right.
I was thinking of that verse in Ephesians that says we have been saved by grace, and it's not of good work. But the second part of the verse says the purpose of salvation, part of it is obviously to glorify God, but also through the power of the Holy Spirit working through us to do good works.
Right, exactly, exactly. That's right. These programs are available in our own communities. They're built around people's schedules. They can be at noontime. It could be learning over lunch, or it could be in the evening. On Saturdays, programs help improve quality of life for people like you, Kim. When I first heard about it, I thought this is so basic and elementary. It just kind of shrugged it off. And then I caught the vision. I caught the vision of what they're doing. The education about couponing, personal budgeting, flipping the switch, learning about how to cut down on your energy costs, growing your own garden, dinner on a dime, surviving your student loans. Figuring out how to manage these debts that come upon us. So healthy lifestyle, time management.
And also, Susan, remember another important point they made was teaching people about the Constitution, about the form of government we
Very
have.
Important.
So they can recognize when their rights are being violated.
Right.
And it's apolitical. Remember she said that?
Yeah.
We're not teaching an agenda. We're teaching this is how this country was founded.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it was intended. And every American needs to know, as we were reminded, remember, Susan, last Tuesday, what did William Federer call us?
Mm-hmm.
He called us kings. Mm-hmm. We are responsible for our form of government. And I include myself, number one, we've abdicated that and looked at the results. So I personally would like to take the classes on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, et cetera, and hear more about that. So I can be a better citizen.
I know. It's a wonderful opportunity. And we have people in our communities who are knowledgeable about all of these different things. So it's just really exciting. It's a win-win situation. It's just really an excellent idea, I think.
Yes. And, once again, we could have listeners who think, oh, this is for the expert. This is for the professional. And I would kindly say, no, it's not. It's every person has, like, we can do more than we realize. We do more than we realize. We do it so much that we don't think about it. And, you keep coming back to it. Everybody knows this. And they don't.
They don't. And that's what's making this program so successful as it's springing up in communities all across our state and all across the nation. Because, as you say, everybody knows something, and if you have just a little bit of time that you can share with other people, something
yes.
that you know that they may not, it's really wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We fritter away at least an hour a week, a minimum. I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
And to put that aside, if we all got involved, and you know what? As we know, Susan, action silences the mouths of critics.
Right.
You know, when you show up and show you care. And one thing that Beth Ann Mumford of Americans for Prosperity said yesterday, and it's true, she said that those who do not share our conservative views stay and are active in their communities. They just don't come in for a season and hit and run, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that really struck me. So it's really not about, you know, like a big storm come in and, you know, okay, gone. It's the staying power of doing a program, whether it's once a month, an hour, once, however it works out, and building up that rapport with people and then seeing that they're seeing love in action.
That's exactly right. And we've had wonderful people in here, as such as the Men of Excellence of Norristown. Excuse me, people who are making a difference like that. This is an opportunity for people all across our area in all of the communities where we reach, to, and all across the country because we stream everywhere, to become aware of this program.
And as we say at WFYL all the time, we consistently say it's about educating and informing, changing minds and hearts.
And we don't like to just harp on the bad news because there's plenty of that. We like to come up with solutions, and that's what's so exciting to me about this program. It is a really positive solution in with so many facets, so many areas, so many ways that people can help and make a difference.
You nailed it, Susan. That is exactly right. It is all about the practicality of making a difference, and we are, you know, why is Americans for Prosperity, Bridge to Wellbeing, the only program? Absolutely not. But I know that you and Al and I feel very comfortable saying it's well organized, well thought out, well planned. You can feel very confident that this wasn't just something that was slapped together and kind of haphazard. It's not. We were all very impressed. Wouldn't you agree?
We were very impressed. And as you said, it's what's the best part of it is that it's not outsiders coming in just for a brief time to make a show of themselves. It's really people in the community getting involved over the long term to make a difference that will last.
Yes, so I just want to remind people again, please check this out a little bit closer. There's a lot of people out there. This is a good way to channel your frustrations to make a meaningful difference, not just doing something that's on the surface, but something that you're sowing good seed and you'll reap good things from it. So please contact us here at the station. We'll be glad to point you in the right direction. Info at 1180WFYL.com. If they want to call, Susan, what number should they call in?
They should call 610-539-8255. You can also call 610-539-1783. 610-539-1783. They call it Bridge to Wellbeing. I think it's also a bridge to gap the differences in that people have. There's a great divide right now, and I think it's a way to bridge those differences and help people work together better.
That was wonderfully said, wonderfully stated. Instead of letting the divide grow even greater, it's time to reach out. Mm-hmm. And I really, on thinking about this program, I thought this is a great opportunity not to go in with an agenda, not to go in with, you know, oh, this is what I want out of this, just to give, to be a part of the solution.
And government is not the solution.
That's right.
As Ronald Reagan said.
We've already seen that, haven't we?
It's not the solution, but people can bring a solution, and that through the years they have. Just like the American Minute for Today, I was saying earlier, William Fed. I don't know if you heard it, Kim. William Federer's American Minute for Today is about Elliot, who helped the Indian population, the American Native Americans here. Throughout history, there have been people who have reached out. And we should do that. The hand of help that's been extended to us needs to be extended to others. We hope you'll join us again after the break. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL. My name is Susan Locke. I'm joined on the phone by Kim Kennedy. Kim, are you still there?
I am.
Good, Kim. And at the board is Mark Trinder. And our special guest right now in the studio is Annie Miller-Benn. We're so happy to have you back with us, Annie.
Thank you.
Annie was with us a couple months ago and was such an inspirational guest that we wanted to have her back. She lives in East Norriton with her husband, Don, who was at that meeting yesterday that we were talking about. It was wonderful to see him there. And their dog, Scruffy. She's the mother of two grown daughters. In June of 2012, she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. So for any of you out there who have gone through this, you have some understanding of what life has been like for her since that day and for her husband, Don. She underwent 6 months of chemotherapy and radiation, and in December of 2012 received a double mastectomy. Since that time, she's gone a number of undergone a number of reconstructive procedures, the latest just a few weeks ago, right, Annie? She counts herself as a proud survivor and is an active member of her local cancer support group. And most importantly, she is an active member of the Montgomery County chapter of the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Based right here in Bluebell, she serves as the committee member in charge of fundraising and sponsorship for that. And she's here today to share some more information about that upcoming event with us.
Yes.
Welcome, Annie.
Thank you.
Hi, Ann.
Very happy to be here.
Most of our listeners are aware of the great job that the American Cancer Society does with their annual walks. Annie, can you tell us about the upcoming Montgomery County Walk?
Yeah, well, our upcoming Montgomery County Walk is our third annual walk, and mm-hmm. it's held right here locally in the Norristown Farm Park and at the Norristown High School. It's on October 24th, and registration opens at 8:30, 9 o'clock it begins, and at 10 o'clock we actually walk into the farm park. It's a 3.1K mile walk. It's very easy. It's family friendly. We have kids events. We have a survivor walk. It's just a lot of fun for the whole community. And the point of it is to raise money to stamp out breast cancer.
That's great. That's great.
And where does the where will the money
But the big
go
thing
to?
I want to talk about today is we have our kickoff breakfast next week.
Okay.
Next Wednesday, August the 19th at the Cedarbrook Country Club.
Oh, good.
Yeah. What we're doing, it's a team leader informational breakfast. And it's registration opens at 7:30. We start at 8 o'clock. It's over by 9 a.m. So anyone can go to work after that. That's why we do it so early in the morning. It's a one-hour informational, gives you your team leader kits. You can answer questions, get fundraising ideas. We also have some really great motivational speakers. There's always a survivor. There is a pace setter, which is someone that raises money in Montgomery County. If you raise over a certain amount of money, you're considered a pace setter with the American Cancer Society.
Oh. Okay.
And it's at the Cedarbrook Country Club. All are welcome to attend.
Everyone is welcome.
Everyone is welcome to attend. It is an informational, okay? We'd love to get business, fraternal, civic groups involved, and just plain old good neighbor. It's an informational for people that want to get involved and don't exactly know how to get involved. This gives them a way to come and listen and hear and learn how to get involved.
Is there a cost for this breakfast?
There is no cost for this breakfast. However, if you'd like to attend, since it is past our RSVP date, if you'd like to attend, you still can. You have to call 888-202-1487 and leave a message with reception saying that you'd like to attend and the, you know, and how many people. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'd love a couple people from some civic groups to come and learn how their organizations can get involved, from churches, from the Kiwanis, from the Rotary. It doesn't matter. We welcome all. And we encourage all to come. It's great for local businesses to also learn how they can get on board as sponsors of our event. And there's so many varieties of levels mm-hmm. with different monetary levels and different ways to get involved and help support your local organization in your local neighborhood.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
This goes right along with the theme that we were talking about earlier about people helping people in the community, but it's unfortunately becoming more and more common having to deal with cancer. So to share information, to share just support, I'm sure is
extremely
huge.
Important. And being a survivor myself, I feel and I understand how wonderful the support is. People need it. The American Cancer Society in general helps everyone. And the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, okay, it's a specific unit of the American Cancer Society dedicated to the fight to end breast cancer. All across America, there are 300 stride walks every year.
And
their sole goal is to raise funds for breast cancer research or whatever else is needed. Programs, services to provide free, comprehensive support for whoever may need it and not be able to get it on their own. If you need a ride to the chemotherapy, if you need a ride to your doctor, free mammograms, whatever it is, that's what this edge of the American Cancer Society does.
And so that would be not only here in Montgomery County, but
nationally
everywhere.
As well.
Everywhere.
But
in
talking
all communities.
About specifically is supporting our Montgomery County.
That's great.
We need our neighbors. We need our community members.
Right, exactly.
We need our church groups, our faith-based groups, our civic groups to all get involved. Right. This is our third annual walk, and we've raised over $150,000 in the first 2 years we've
done
it.
Isn't that wonderful?
And it is. And it
is. That's fantastic.
Last year, we had over 900 people at the walk.
Oh, that's great.
And we expect it to grow.
Annie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Me, this is Kim. Hey, this is a marvelous event. And I think you answered my question that I originally asked. And sounds like, Annie, the money that is raised stays locally and is used locally. Did I hear correctly?
Yes. Yeah. The American Cancer Society, for this event, we use it locally. It's all part of the American Cancer Society, but it is this division, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer.
Now, we have a great many listeners who listen within an 80-mile radius. And if we have listeners in Chester County or Delaware County or Berks County, do you have other walks going on in different communities at this point?
Yes, we absolutely do. There is a walk in the Harrisburg area that I'm aware of, and there absolutely is a walk in the Lehigh Valley as well. There may be some in Berks County also, but it's not just Montgomery County that we encourage people to come from. Come from Chester County. Come from Delaware County. We do have a major walk in the Philly area every year, and that's been going on for quite a few years. And we broke off into Montgomery County because so many people didn't want to travel into the city anymore. And so now we have people that used to do the city location for years and years, but they're so thrilled to be able to come into the suburbs and do it. And it's for all counties, but the Bluebell office is based in Montgomery County. But we encourage them all to come and join us.
So again, the date of that walk is October 24th. And tell everyone where it is, Annie, again.
It starts at the Norristown High School and runs through the Farm Park. And it's a non-competitive 5K, family-friendly activities, open to everyone, which means strollers are okay, as well as anything else. Young children, they have events for the young children. Last year, we painted pumpkins. There was a booth where the kids could paint pumpkins. You can sign your name on a pink ambulance that's specifically painted for breast cancer. The breast cancer Chevy will be there. We've got major sponsors as well as local sponsors.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so you have lots of organizations involved, Lions, Elks, Rotary, Kiwanis.
Well, we would like them to be involved.
You want them to be involved.
We do have many organizations, but we always invite and encourage more volunteers and organizations
to get involved. Thank you, Annie. Thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it so much. Hope you'll come back again.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Friday from 8 until 9 for Your Family Matters. This is going to be an epic year, 2015, for Your Family Matters. We are going to continue to protect your family, your faith, while we are having fun. We're going to bring cutting-edge news to you, the current events, current resources and tools that are going to give you the best family ever. So strap on your seatbelt and join me for this wild ride in 2015 on Your Family Matters every Friday morning. Don't miss us.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township, this is AM 1180. AM 1180. WFYL, King of Prussia, Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Black Hawk down off the Japanese island of Okinawa, but everyone on board a U.S. Army helicopter that crashed is accounted for.
The Black Hawk helicopter was on a training mission when it made a hard landing aboard a Navy cargo ship. The damaged helicopter ended up on the deck of the USNS Red Cloud, the military said in a statement. Six injured people were taken to a naval hospital at Camp Foster.
That's Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo. Hillary Clinton is doing what Republicans have been demanding, turning over the server she used to email privately while Secretary of State. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
The Democrat White House hopeful instructed her staff to hand over the server to the Justice Department, as well as a thumb drive containing emails she's already provided to the State Department. GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson weighed in on the scandal on Fox and Friends.
Someone in her position who doesn't realize that they are putting the nation's security at risk by doing what they're doing, how in the world are you going to turn the keys over to them? Are you kidding me?
A new Franklin Pierce University Boston Herald survey shows rival Bernie Sanders leading Clinton now, 44-37% in New Hampshire. Dave.
Now, Rachel, Ben Carson's gaining ground in the Republican polls since last week's debate, fourth in a Suffolk survey in Iowa. Donald Trump leads and is also ahead in New Hampshire and new national surveys.
I will be great on women's health issues. I cherish women.
Trump campaigning in Michigan says he's almost ready to detail what his policies will be. Jeb Bush talked foreign policy last night in California.
The short-sightedness of the present administration will leave a cost.
The Republican says he'd help unite the forces fighting ISIS in Syria and might have to send more U.S. ground troops to Iraq to fight the Islamic terrorists there. ISIS may have beheaded another hostage. A picture posted online purports to show a Croatian hostage murdered with a caption that he was killed for his country's participation in the war against ISIS. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, or smoking. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. If lines are busy, try again. Dial 1-800-663-1592. That's 1-800-663-1592. 1-800-663-1592.
The day after a young couple went to court in Mississippi facing charges they want to go overseas to help ISIS, a family caught up in a terror bust in Britain. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London.
Dave, two adults and three teenage girls arrested in London. Reports here saying the suspects are two parents and their children. They're accused of possessing information linked to terrorism. One of the girls was also arrested last month on suspicion of preparation for terrorism. London's Metropolitan Police says on average at the moment it's arresting one suspected terrorist every day, more than half of them linked to Syria. They've also pointed to a rise in the numbers of women and teenagers becoming involved in terrorism. Dave.
Simon, for shooting and killing an unarmed black robbery suspect last week, Arlington, Texas police officer Brad Miller has been fired.
The 49-year-old could also be facing criminal charges once police complete their investigation. Miller is accused of shooting 19-year-old Christian Taylor to death during a suspected burglary at a Texas car dealership. The police chief says the officer pursued the teen without alerting his supervisor.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. It was a quieter night of protesting in Ferguson, Missouri. No shooting or looting, no arrests.
At this point, this is something, you know, human nature being what it is, that will probably begin to wane. But we're going to be ready to protect the businesses here, to protect this community. There's fine people that live here.
St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar, who calls unnecessary and inflammatory a group of armed civilians who've come to patrol. A state of emergency could be lifted today in Ferguson, put in place amid rowdy protests on the one-year anniversary of Michael Brown being killed by police. Texas is planning to kill a killer today, and Daniel E. Lopez wants to die, saying he's accepted his fate for murdering a police lieutenant during a chase 6 years ago. But his lawyers claim he's mentally ill and are trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to halt this evening's execution. Lopez says that would be disappointing. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The very first book printed in America was the Bay Psalm Book, written by John Eliot, who was born around this date, August 5th, 1604. Called the Apostle to the Indians, Eliot translated the Old and New Testaments into the Algonquin language. He organized thousands of praying Indians into self-ruling villages with their own leaders and ministers. They built houses, streets, bridges, and were very prosperous until King Philip's War, where thousands tragically died. In his plan of government, Eliot wrote, "The Word of God is the perfect system of laws to guide all moral actions of man."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
No matter the bumps, no matter
Good morning and welcome back, everyone, to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL. My name is Susan Locke. We're thrilled to have you with us this morning. So glad you're sharing part of your morning with us. Kim Kennedy is still on the line, I believe. Kim, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
And Mark Trinder's at the board. And we have another very special guest with us here in the studio. I will introduce him in just a moment. I just wanted to wrap up, thank Annie again for coming in. Annie Miller-Benn and her husband, Don, was with her. Annie is such an inspiration. She really is passionate about what she is doing. She is a victim of cancer, but she is also a survivor. That's how she wants to be introduced, as a survivor. And she was talking about the upcoming Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk of Montgomery County, which is coming up on October 24th, Saturday. And there's another event that she wanted to mention, and we ran out of time. I told her I would mention it for her. It's called Bowling for Boobs 2015, Montgomery County Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And that's at Facenda Whitaker Lanes in East Norriton in November. There's plenty of time for that. So we'll be talking about that some more as it gets closer. But speaking of passion, we have a wonderful gentleman with us here in the studio, J. Drew Bykoski. Am I saying it right, Drew?
Yes, Susan. That's the correct pronunciation.
Well, welcome. We're so glad to have you with us.
Drew
is an author and a life change coach, father, published author. His book is called Pulling in Your Passion.
That's correct.
So it really is a wonderful, Annie's interview was a wonderful lead in to yours.
Yes, when I was listening to Annie on the radio, her message is very inspirational, and truly she's living her passion. In a sense, she's communicating and talking to other people, and you can hear in her voice how passionate she is about helping people that are in her situation. So
exactly.
Great job by Annie.
That kind of conviction comes through, that passion comes through. When people are called to do something, you can tell.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, tell us how you came to write this book. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, sounds good. Susan, the title of the book that I published back in December is Pulling in Your Passion. And Pulling in Your Passion is a book about inspiration, hope, and direction. I think we all realize in life, Susan, that life can be somewhat routine and mundane at times. Yes, we're good people. We're good providers. We're good spouses. We're good co-workers. But I think if we're honest with ourselves, and at the end of the day, when we have some time to kind of sit back and reflect about who we are or who we are not, we all realize that, you know, we all have something more we could do in life. And the book, Pulling in Your Passion, will help you to identify other things in your life above and beyond what you're doing now to give you extra purpose and extra passion in life. And this could be doing something on a part-time basis, or it could be doing something on a full-time basis. But if you're living a passion, or if you're living your purpose in life, not only are you a better person yourself, but more importantly, and this is kind of the spiritual connection, but if you're doing this, you're also helping the people that are around you. Because if you love your job, or you love being a parent, or you're a good coworker, or you're doing something that you truly love, starting a non-charity organization, talking like Annie just talked, well, you're a better person, and people can hear that conviction in your voice. So that's a little bit about the book. The book will help you to kind of think outside your normality. It'll help you to think a little bit differently. It'll help you to make some changes in your life with the goal, with the objective of obviously identifying what your passion is. And just to kind of bring everybody up to speed as far as, well, what exactly, you know, Drew, is a passion? What is a purpose? Well, when I identify passion, I kind of look at the three E's: energy, excitement, and enthusiasm. When you're living your passion, you feel great about who you are and what you're doing. When you wake up in the morning and you hop out of bed and you have that certain spring in your step, you know those days that we have that you feel great about what you're doing? Usually you're doing something passionate that day, whether it's on a full-time basis or a part-time basis. Like, let's just say, for example, you're a cook and you're not a full-time cook. You just like to cook for your family. Well, you've taken the next step and you've enrolled down at the local community college, taking a culinary class. You know, you're excited about it. You feel great about it. And that's kind of what the book is geared towards as far as helping people find their passion in life. It can be helping people like Annie are talking about that are sick. Whatever makes you feel good about who you are is something that's very, very individual. But whatever that passion is, the book will help you kind of discover and move in a right direction as far as what your passion is.
Does it help people discern what their gifts are if they're not quite sure yet?
Well, I think that's a good part of it, because I think if you're innately good with something, then you're going to probably be passionate about it. Obviously, if you know you're not good in math, you're probably not going to have math as one of your passions, because it should be something that's natural to you. And then I think once you find out kind of, you know, what you gravitate towards, what you're innately good with, what you like to do, I think naturally that could be a good passion or a good purpose for you.
Hey, Drew. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Quick question for you.
Yeah.
I think one of the most important things that a parent can do is to help children find what their passion is, to help them find out what their talents, gifts are, why they are here. What would you suggest to a mom and a dad to help a child discover that and guide them in that path?
Well, that's a great question. And this is Kim, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Kim.
That's
a great question. And I'm a fortunate parent of three beautiful daughters. I have an 18-year-old going off to San Diego State, and I have identical twins that are going into 10th grade. Of course, they act like they're 25 or 30. But, you know, I think the key as parents is that we have to kind of understand our children as to, you know, what they're good at. You know, what are they passionate about, whether it's academics or athletics, theater. So as a mom and dad, as a parent, you know, we have to kind of see that in our child, you know, what they truly like to do. And I think from there, you know, kind of guide them in that right direction. I think I'm truly blessed in a sense that my older daughter is very academic. She's not athletic, but she's very academic. So I push academics hard on her. I encourage her to take accelerated classes. I think that has helped her gain confidence, because she's doing something that she likes, and she's doing something that she's very good at, that being something from an academic point of view. Conversely, one of my twins, she's also very intelligent, but she's also very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she might take after her old man here a little bit. So anyway, so I push athletics with her, because that gives her, in my estimation, and I think she would agree with this, maybe not as a teenager, but later on in life when she's like in her 20s, she's doing something that with the athletics that makes her feel good about herself. So you're right, Kim, you're right on key, is that, you know, it's key and critical. As parents, we should have something that we're driving, that we're coaching, that we're directing our children to do, because ultimately that's going to help increase their confidence, which obviously at the end is going to help with their self-worth. So it's very important in parents for us to find something. And it could be, you know, playing the drums or singing in the high school band. But you know how teenagers are. They kind of go back and forth with a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as parents, it's kind of important for us to expose them to several things so they can kind of find their niche, which is going to give them that foundation that they need to kind of take their life to the next level also.
Right.
So great question, Kim.
Well, thank you.
And Drew, you mentioned athletics. One of your daughters is athletic, and I failed to mention that you played on not one but two championship teams for Penn State under Joe Paterno. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, that was a wonderful time in my life, Susan. Mm-hmm. Back in the 80s, I played under Coach Paterno from 1982 through 1986, which was the five-year program. I know that as Mark, the LAB program. You know what that stands for? The late academic bloomer. So took my time through college, but I was lucky to play my freshman year on our first national championship team, when we beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl with Herschel Walker. And then my senior year in 1986, we beat the Miami Hurricanes at the Fiesta Bowl, which was my second title. So the Penn State experience, playing for Coach Paterno and having so many great people that I played with over the years, not only in high school but in college, has really kind of helped me with my life as far as giving me a lot of passion, a lot of purpose. Mm-hmm. And you know, I had a terrific upbringing. amazing, born and raised in Chester County, great mom and dad, great sister Pam, that really gave me a solid foundation. And going to Penn State, you know, just kind of accentuated my value system and my belief system to help me kind of, you know, where I am today. And I've had a great life. I've had challenges and I've had wonderful opportunities. But, you know, the challenges have made me a better person. The challenges have made the people around me better. And at the end of the day, that's kind of, you know, what it's about is looking at life and looking at life as a glass half full. And so I feel very blessed over the years, even though I've had challenging times like everybody else. Just, you know, life has been good. And Penn State was a key and pivotal time in my life to really kind of launch myself, both from a life coach, author point of view, as well as a professional. So Joe was a great role model to me. My father was a great role model to me and still is to this day. So athletics have always been a big part of my life.
That's wonderful. This ties in so well with what we've been talking about today, and that you are passionate about what you do. You have a wonderful attitude, and you're taking those things and then turning around and sharing them with other people.
Well, thank you. That's kind of what I like to do.
Wanting to share and inspire and teach other people, which is fantastic. So we look forward to hearing more about your book. We just have a short time before the break, I think. I just wanted to mention the name of your book, again, is Pulling in Your Passion. And how can people get it, Drew?
Well, Pulling in Your Passion is available on Amazon.com. So literally go to Google, go to Amazon.com, type in the subject area, all spelled out, Pulling in Your Passion, P-U-L-L-I-N-G-I-N, Your Passion, of course. And then you'll see that fella from Penn State on the cover there, Pulling in Your Passion. So it's been out for sale since December of last year. It took me about a year to write the book.
Fantastic.
The one of the main objectives of the book is to promote awareness to ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, that illness.
We'll talk about that some more right after the break. Thank you so much. Please
You're
stay
welcome.
With us.
Thank you, Susan.
Market will examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Philippians 3:8, Paul acknowledges that all that he has lost, all that he has suffered, all that he has endured, he pretty much counts as rubbish, trash. He says, that I may gain Christ. You know, Paul at some point realized his own self-opinion or self-evaluation meant nothing. I love that he counts all the things of this world that he has lost as trash or meaningless. Let me ask you this. What are the things that you hold closest to your heart?
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
And welcome back, everyone, to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL. I'm Susan Locke, and here with me is, Kim Kennedy is on the line still with us. Mark Trinder is at the board, and our guest right now is Drew Bykoski, an author of a wonderful book, Pulling in Your Passion. Drew, you were just telling us about how you have been inspired by, you mentioned that one of the subjects that has inspired you is ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease, and I noticed that one of your book's participants and close friend is Steve Smith.
Yep, that is correct. Yes, Susan. The one of the main premises of the book is to create awareness to ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And unfortunately, that illness is a very serious illness. And one of my very good friends from Penn State, Steve Smith, who was our fullback back in the old days, and he played with Seattle for 12 years, the lead blocker for Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen, unfortunately back in, I believe, 2002, was inflicted with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, which I'm sure everybody knows about it, but truly a debilitating disease. And Steve is probably one of the longest surviving people of ALS that is out there. I think he's had ALS for like 13, 14 years.
Wow.
And Steve is actually in the book. And obviously, Steve is not living his passion, but he's living his purpose. Mm-hmm. Or at least in this stage of his life, he's living his purpose. He's being heroic, both himself and his family. He's truly inspirational as far as how he is living his life. And so part of the book is dedicated to Steve and the awareness of ALS. And it's just something that's really personal to me. And I just, my hat goes off to Steve and his family and other people that are out there that do suffer from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's wonderful. People are heroic.
Yes.
Just living every day is tremendous effort for a lot of people.
It
takes a great deal of strength. That's wonderful. And another book participant is Gary
Goller. Yep.
Goller.
Yep. And just to kind of bring you up to speed, Susan, the book itself, as I describe, provides inspiration, hope, and direction, and it's geared towards really helping people identify their passion, their purpose in life. And basically, the outline of the book highlights five people that I interviewed throughout the world that are truly living their passion in life. Part of the book talks about me, my challenges, and the fact that I'm living my passion now, which is helping people define their purpose and define their passion in life. And it's something that I've always loved to do, but these additional people that I researched on the internet and got a hold of are unbelievable people that are living their passion. And to your point, Susan, the one gentleman, Gary Goller, Gary, who is in the book, is from Britain. And I got to know Gary about 8-9 months ago. And Gary is a world-renowned mountaineer, meaning he climbs basically any and every mountain that's out there. Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Everest, all those peaks he has climbed. And miraculously, Gary has only one arm. And I don't know I don't know if anybody has ever mountain climbed before, but it's difficult enough with two arms and two legs. Can you imagine scaling a 27,000 peak hill like Mount Everest with just one arm? It's nearly impossible.
Can't.
So Gary has been a great testament. But when I talked to Gary and I asked him what exactly his passion in life was, surprisingly enough, it's not that he's climbing mountains. Since Gary is handicapped, he's an amputee, his passion has always been to help other people that have other handicaps. So back in, I think it was like 2008, he led an expedition of 12 to 15 other handicapped people, amputees, individuals in wheelchairs, people that were blind, to the peak of Mount Everest. Isn't it unbelievable?
Yeah.
And I asked Gary, so in reality, your passion isn't really mountain climbing. He's like, it's not. It's like mountain climbing is an avenue for me to really promote the awareness of handicapped people and that they can do anything if they put their mind to it. And that was Gary's goal as far as his passion, is to really kind of help people with handicaps to do things that they thought otherwise they wouldn't be able to do. So that is a perfect example of someone who's living their passion. I don't know what Gary makes. I know every morning when he wakes up, he has the enthusiasm, he has the passion in his voice, because you can just hear it, that he's happy to be who he is and what he's doing each and every day.
What amazing courage.
It is. And I have another person in the book, Pam Harris, who's local. She's from the Main Line. Mm-hmm. Pam now lives down in Southern Virginia, but she had the vision probably about 15 years ago to really identify that there's a great need out there for illnesses called dwarf illnesses that aren't necessarily funded by companies. There's not really a lot known about them. And a perfect example is ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Pam has started this business 15 years ago out of her house, calling up businesses, calling up people, raising money to support awareness, to support treatment, to support research for all these dwarf illnesses that are out there. And to this day, or actually last year, fiscal 2014, Pam and her organization, which is called Caring Voice Coalition, CVC, has raised over $100 $1 million in calendar year 2014. All this money goes directly into the research and to the support of families that are directly or indirectly affected with these dwarf illnesses.
When you say dwarf illnesses, are these things that are not as well known as
cancers?
Yes, exactly. Is that what you mean?
Correct,
mm-hmm.
correct. I mean, obviously, we all know about the cancers and, mm-hmm. and you know, the major diseases, but I guess there's a whole, probably like 10 to 15 other smaller illnesses that mm-hmm. affect children or adults that just doesn't get the attention. It's not on the radar with these major pharmaceutical companies. And Pam and her organization helped to create awareness and understanding of these diseases.
And they raised over $100
million? Over
$100
million, 2014,
wow.
through one organization. And this is another example of somebody that's living their passion. And when you talk to someone that's living their passion, you can tell they're doing something that they really love. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the key and critical part of the book, is really to kind of help you take your life to the next level, mm-hmm. to think outside the box, to do something different what you're doing day in and day mm-hmm. out. And like I said earlier, I think we all realize that we all can improve in our lives. There's always mm-hmm. something else we can do above and beyond what we're doing today. But to usually make that happen, we have to do things a little bit differently. I know one guy real well, Les Brown. I don't know if you heard him, but a terrific motivational speaker. And his big quote that he says, if you keep on doing what you're doing, then you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. So in other words, if you mm-hmm. wake up every morning and go through the exact same thing and you're not happy with the outcome in your life, if you're not happy with who you are, well, then you probably need to change something. You probably need to do something a little bit different day in and day out. And I think a lot of people are afraid to make change in their life, Susan, because I think human nature is that we don't want to change. We want to stay who we are. We want to, you know, be kind of complacent in what our thoughts are and what we do on a day in and day basis. But to do a little bit better with our lives, to make yourself think outside the box, you got to implement change. And it's kind of funny because there's so much change in our life to begin with. You know, if you're working at a company, there's constantly things that are changing at the work, in relationships, in marriage, with children, there's constant change that's going on. But people in their own personal lives don't want to change because change can be a little bit more uncomfortable. Part of the book talks about what I talk about in my life coaching is that you got to embrace change. You got to realize that the more you change, the better you're going to be. And that's one of the important themes that are actually in the book.
That's good. And it can come in small steps. I mean, just taking one small step to help teach somebody else something or...
Yeah, absolutely. Like you just have to do something different day mm-hmm. in and day out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is that you have to, you know, when you look to find your passion or when you look to find your purpose, you have to really dig deep as to what that would be. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of visualize as to where you want to be a year, 2 years from now. And a big part of the book talks about, let's just say one of your goals is to start a nonprofit charitable organization. You want to help kids. You want to fund kids. You want to help children get into college. Because they don't have the financial resources to do that. And maybe that's your objective. Maybe that's your vision. Well, you got to be able to see it. You got to be able to see physically in your mind, visualize what it's going to be a year from now. Because your thoughts and your beliefs are going to create your reality. So that's the first thing that you have to do. You have to dig deep and find out exactly what your passion is.
And think positively.
And we'll talk about positive in a second.
Great.
But after you visualize this, you want to be able to put together a specific action plan, daily action plan, to make that happen.
Good advice. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour news break. Stay with us here at 1180 WFYI.
Ready to go? I'm Pam Husso. Hillary Clinton's private email server, the one she used while Secretary of State, is now in the hands of the Justice Department.
The move comes after the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community notified senior lawmakers that retroactively classified emails found on the server contain material deemed to be more sensitive than previously thought.
Fox News Ready to Go's Rachel Sutherland. Donald Trump is weighing in.
Did she commit a crime? Yes. Will they prosecute it? Perhaps no.
The GOP presidential hopeful says he'll soon release policy specifics. 6 people are hurt off the coast of Japan after a U.S. Army helicopter makes a hard landing aboard a Navy cargo ship.
The incident taking place near where a furor is underway over a U.S. base. Some Okinawans want Marine Corps Air Station Futenma kicked out of the area because of the risk from aviation accidents.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Pocket Testament League presents Pocket Power. Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. There's no easier way to share your faith than by giving someone a free gift, the Word of God in a compact, pocket-sized gospel.
I'm going back to nursing school in the fall, and I'm almost out of gospels. I've gotten out of the habit of giving them out. Time to get back to sowing God's seed. Thanks so much for what you do.
This is Mike Brickley, president of the Pocket Testament League. League members have found that any place is a good place to share a pocket gospel with someone they meet. Join us and you'll always be ready. Is there anything more important?
I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I'll be giving the gospels to dock workers who load and unload my truck, as well as to other drivers and truck stop employees, too.
What are you waiting for? Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. For more information, call 1-800-636-8785 or visit pocketpower.org. That's pocketpower.org.
Trinity Associates Incorporated has been in the electrical power testing business for over 35 years. We have specialized in working for some of the biggest firms in Philadelphia, and indeed America. Not only do big firms appreciate our expertise because of their size, but they can compare us to our competitors. They appreciate our reasonable prices. In fact, many of the largest firms call us year after year for sometimes 35 years in a row. We can provide the same service for smaller firms, bringing the same expertise and reasonable prices. Call Trinity Associates Incorporated for your electrical power testing needs and a free quote. Not all electrical power testing firms are the same. Call Trinity Associates Incorporated at 610-876-6428. That's 610-876-6428. Visit their website at trinityassos.com. That's trinityassos.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
My heart, I know that this will again. It is a gift from you. The world is turning.
Welcome back to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL. It's wonderful to be here this morning with Drew Bykoski, the author of Pulling in Your Passion. And he's giving us some marvelous advice and insights on ways to do that in our lives. Drew, you were just talking about thinking positively.
Yes. As I just said before we took a little break there, your thoughts and your beliefs are going to create your reality. And that's very, very important. And I think a good first step is to be positive. We all have negative things in our life that are out there. And we all aspire to do something different with our life. But reflecting on negative thoughts and negative beliefs just are not going to help you. Yes, you might want to be in a relationship. You might want to be a little bit more financially solid. Or you might just want to be in a different career. My suggestion that I usually make to people that I coach, or what you can read in the book, is the fact that look at what you have today and look at the positives and build upon that. And if you do have negatives, you know, look at the positive things that you did do when you're going through the negative times. I have a couple people that I'm coaching, and they have not been successful over the last several years in relationships. And they're like, well, I can't communicate. Well, I can't find the right girl. I'm like, well, that might be true, but you were in relationships before, and you did have some positive things in those relationships. Utilize those positive aspects that you had in those past relationships as a building block. And above and beyond that, look at the positive things that you have in your life. Some of the people that I talk with that have issues in relationships, they might have a great career, or they might be financially savvy. They have their health. I'm like, look at the positive things that you have. Look at your health. Look at your financial stability. Look at the fact that you have great jobs. Build upon beyond that. Dwell on what you do have. Dwell on what is positive to you. Don't necessarily look on the negatives, because if you look, focus on the positives, it's going to, you know, it's kind of like that sixth element that's out there. You're going to draw more good things to you if you're focused on the positives. Don't be the negative Nelly. Don't be the Debbie Downer. Don't always look at the glass as half empty. Look at the glass as half full, because believe me, there's many people that are out there that would want to have your job, or they would want to drive the car that you have. So you have a lot of things to be to feel blessed for. And one of the key ways that I help people that innately might be a negative Nelly, just kind of maybe they're a little negative in their thoughts. When you wake up in the morning, this is kind of a process I put people through, is when you wake up, to help yourself kind of move into a positive mindset, the first thing you can do when you wake up is express gratitude. One of the easiest ways to increase your positivity is to express attitude. Be thankful for what you currently have. And by doing this, you're going to immediately release any negativity that is out there. So if I'm waking up in the morning myself and I'm thinking that I got three beautiful children, I have a beautiful fiance named Tina, you know, relatively financially stable, I'm healthy, you know, look at those, you know, major things that are positive in my life. And don't worry about, well, you know, my daughter's going out to college in California. I hope she's going to be okay. Look at the positive things that you have. And that's what you really have to expand upon. And that's really what you have to do in life, to really think positively. Another thing that you can do in the morning is be a giver. You know, when you wake up in the morning, be a giver. If you're helping out an older person that might have difficulty getting groceries in the car, just do something out of the kindness of your heart. Because if you're giving to somebody, as the good Lord says, it takes your attention away from any negativity that is out there. So that's like another thing I tell people to do. So you want to express gratitude in the morning, you know, about what you do have, not what you don't have, what you do have. You want to be a giver, right? You want to be able to help people out, no strings attached. You know, if you can give them a couple bucks to get a sandwich because they have no money, if you want to help a child, you know, learn a little bit more about a specific topic and spend some time with them, being a giver is a great way to get yourself into a positive mindset. And then obviously another thing, another component, which is really, really important, both in the morning and at night, is you got to visualize your success. When you look at these pro athletes like Tiger Woods and Gary Player, these guys are visualizing, even though Tiger's not doing too well right now, but I'm sure he's visualizing his success. He's visualizing himself like driving a 350-yard straight ball, you know, down the main fairway. We got to be able to see where we're going. We got to be able to see what our life is going to be like. And we can't think about negative things. That's just going to cloud our vision. So it's very, very important that you implement expressing gratitude, being a giver, and visualizing your success. And just try to, it's difficult because negative thoughts are going to keep creeping back in your mind. But if you keep practicing as far as positive thoughts, eventually the positive thoughts will prevail and you'll start moving in the right direction.
That's great advice, Drew. I see why you're such an excellent life coach. That's very good. And I think it's important for people to remember God is for us. He is for us. He is not against us. The enemy of our souls is against us. He'll bring the negative thoughts, but God is for us. And I'm thinking of that verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Right.
So like you're saying, if you can just keep your mind on the positive,
right,
and
right,
visualize positive things and do something, be a giver, just as we've received, be a giver, that's really good.
Absolutely. And that's a big part of the theme of the book also. There's definitely a spiritual connection in the book that when you're identifying your passion or you're living your purpose, in a selfish way, you're helping yourself out, which is obvious. But more importantly, and I think what God really wants us to do is to find our passion or purpose in life, because if we do that, we're better people to live, to be with. We're better co-workers, we're better spouses, we're better fathers, we're better parents, because we're doing something that we're really passionate about. So there is that, you know, spiritual connection associated with the book. And I remember when I was a kid, remember Jimmy Stewart?
Yes.
So I remember Jimmy Stewart when he won a Grammy Award or Oscar or whatever it was. But he starts to talk about his life, and he gave the date of when he was born, which was, you know, 1928 or whatever it was. So he goes, you know, our time on this life is very, very short. And he talks about his begin date, which was, say, 1928. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be the eventual end date, which obviously represents the time that we're dead. But you have that definitive dash mark that separates our birth date and our death date. And that dash mark is an enhancement of our life. And it's up to us today to do something that we can really enhance our life. So I know when I heard Jimmy Stewart made that speech, as far as that is so important to truly live our dash mark, what can we do today to enhance our dash mark is so critically important to really identify what our passion, what our purpose is in life, because there's no guarantee what tomorrow is going to hold. And kind of the whole premise of this book as to why I wrote it, just to kind of give you a quick dissertation. Over the years, I've always been the type of person that likes to engage people, inspire people. I've coached, you know, at college. I've coached my twin soccer. I've been blessed enough to work for two Fortune 100 companies. Kind of my DNA is I really like to help people, inspire people, make them feel good about who they are. But I never really did a lot with it. I mean, yes, I coached. I did some professional work, you know, helping people, managing people, you know, helping my kids, doing what I had to do to kind of, you know, do what I did from an inspirational point of view. But I wasn't really truly doing something as far as helping other people really live their passion in life. And unfortunately, about a year and a half ago, I had a major heart situation.
Oh.
I was in the hospital. I'm in Phoenixville emergency room. I'm sitting there hooked up to all these EKGs, and I had a heart attack. Didn't know if I was going to live. Didn't know if I was going to die. And in that situation, obviously, I'm very, very much out of control. And at that point, I'm kind of thinking, you know, what could I have done differently? What if I die today and I'm at my funeral tomorrow or the next day and my kids are there, my loved ones are there, my friends are there? What are they going to think about Drew Bykosk? What is my legacy going to be? And you know what? I kind of took a deep breath and I'm like, well, my legacy is pretty good, but there's always something more that I can do. What is something out there that I'm not doing that I could be doing? And I sat there and I thought, once again, not knowing if I'm going to live or I'm going to die. And I made a commitment with the good Lord. I said, good Lord, if you can get me out of this hospital bed, I'm going to do things differently with my life. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but I'm going to commit to something that truly I love, truly that's going to help other people, and something that is very passionate to me. Obviously, everything turned out well with you know, the heart. They fixed everything. I'm on medication. I'm good to go. So once I got out of the hospital and I got stabilized, my thing in life that I really want to take my life to the next level was to really help people live their passion in life. And the way I was going to do that, the vehicle I was going to make that happen, was through the writing of the book.
And here it is.
So a year later, 56,000 words, 163 pages. I think it's a terrific guidebook, terrific inspirational book to help people. It's an easy read to help people take their life to the next level. And really, when one day when we do go to the pearly gates, we're really happy with what we've done. And the people that are there remembering us are like, that was one heck of a person that I knew back in the day.
That's wonderful. Very inspiring. It is. It is an easy book to read. The points are very clear. I think you can hear Drew's passion coming through his voice. Again, it's called Pulling in Your Passion. It's just wonderful. Some of the key points from the book, Mark, are keep your heart, mind, and soul away from barriers and distractions that will prevent you from obtaining your passion or purpose in life.
That's true. And kind of a big part of the book talks about the 9 limiting barriers that are out there. And we all have goals. We all have aspirations. We all have something we want to do. But there's always something that's out there that's prohibiting us from doing that. And I identified in the book 9 barriers to really finding one's passion. And a big one is, you know, just procrastinating. You know, we know we want to start a charitable organization. But you know what? I just don't have the time to do it. You know, I'm so busy with the kids. I got a full-time career. I'm in college. I got to do this. I got to do that. We make good excuses for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Procrastination is part of that. The book talks about procrastination and how we can get past procrastination.
That's great.
And the way you get past procrastination is that you make yourself committed to it. You write down what you want to be. You actually, you know.
We'll come right back to that in just a moment. I want to hear more.
Okay.
Please join us on the other side of this break. Thank you.
On this good day. Eagle Forum Pennsylvania will be hosting its 2015 Candidates Dinner on Thursday, August 20th at 6 p.m. at the Aronimink Golf Club. Please come and join Phyllis Schlafly at her Eagle Forum Pennsylvania dinner. Our special guest will be Congressman Alan West, the retired Lieutenant Colonel of the United States Army. Conservative values need to be defended now more than ever. So please join us on Thursday, August 20th, 2015 at 7 p.m. Find out more by calling 610-793-1800. That's 610-793-1800. Or email me at ed@eagleforum.org. Thanks and see you there.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
Our daily lives are a series of choices. Each day, we choose how we will spend our time, our treasure, and our talents, rather than spending. Wouldn't it be better to invest our time, talents, and resources?
These choices will never earn our way into heaven, but our day-to-day choices can have a significant and long-lasting impact on our lives, our families, our churches, and the advancement of His kingdom. I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. It is our company goal to serve others by using our gifts and talents every day to help you be a wise steward of God's provision.
If you need discernment with your retirement and inheritance planning, call MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999 on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And in my heart I know that this good day, it is a gift from you.
Welcome back, everyone. We're having a wonderful interview here with Mark Bykoski, who has written a fantastic book called Pulling in Your Passion. If you've been listening, you know. Excuse me. Sorry.
Hi, Mark.
Sorry about that. You are Mark. Mark Drinder is at the board. Sorry about that. Drew Bykoski has written this fantastic book, Pulling in Your Passion, and we are thrilled to have you with us, Drew. We really are.
It's a lot of fun.
Marvelous.
It's a lot of fun.
Kim, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, good. Do you have a question to ask? I'm sorry, we've just been...
No, I've been taking it all in, Drew. It's wonderful. It's true. These are timeless principles, and one thing you said really stuck with me, and I think fear is our biggest enemy. I know it's mine. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to share with you and our listeners a website called 365fearknots.com. That's the number 365fearknots.com, and you can sign up to have just a little tidbit from scripture every morning that deals with the issue of fear, a verse. And I signed up for it. It's free. There's no obligation. And it comes into your inbox, and you read that, and it's a great way to start your morning. Another reason that God says not to fear. And I was amazed when I found out that there are exactly 365 references to fear in scripture, one for every day.
That's great, Kim. And Drew was just going to share with us barriers to realizing our goals and potential. So why don't you continue with that, Drew?
Yep. Thank you, Susan. And Kim, that's a terrific point. And a lot of people, when they look to obtain their passion or their purpose, there's always barriers that are out there. Like we briefly talked about before the break, procrastination, as far as identifying your passion and pursuing your passion or purpose in life. You know, we all procrastinate. We're all busy. We always put off to to tomorrow. Obviously, we should not do that. Another barrier, exactly like you said, Kim, is fear. And there's really two types of fear that I see out there. There's fear of failure, like I think we all were programmed as kids, that we're all fearful of not accomplishing something. We're fearful that we're going to fail in school. We're fearful we're going to fail in a marriage. So obviously, fear is a barrier that can limit our ability to pursue one's passion and or purpose. And then conversely, there's also fear of success. A lot of times, people have the opportunity to take a position with a company, with an organization, great responsibility, but they're fearful that they're going to be that much more micromanaged by their family, their peers, their coworkers, and they don't want to be under the microscope. So that's fear of succeeding. A lot of people just, you know, they don't want to be under the additional scrutiny that's out there. Attitude is another one of the barriers that are out there. My philosophy, your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. And I think a lot of times people that have negative attitudes typically are Debbie Downers, and they necessarily don't have a lot of positive thoughts in their mind. So I think a key part of these barriers, you know, if you have a negative attitude, you know, try to change it. Like I talked about before, you know, acknowledge doing good things with your life to kind of change your attitude. Other barriers that are out there, you know, hanging around the wrong crowd obviously is not going to help you find your passion or purpose. Because if you're hanging around people that aren't supporting you, they're not going to be like, hey, you can do this and you can do that. They're going to, you know, want to keep you down. They're going to want to keep you at your current level. So you want to hang around people that are going to promote you. Hey, that's a great idea. Susan, you know, way to go with that new idea, you know, starting music lessons on the weekend. You want someone that's going to pat you on the back. You want someone that's going to promote you, which is very, very important. And Kim, great idea on the that website that can send out a message every day as far as directing your, you know, addressing your fear that is out there.
Mark, you really, you know, you're hitting the nail on the head because, you know, evil communications corrupt good manners. The type of people that you hang out with, you'll be like them. They'll rub off on you and vice versa. But I was wondering, Drew, and I would love to hear from your experiences talking to these people, is what do you say to the person who is pursuing their passion and has hit a wall? Maybe they've been downsized out of their dream job, or they've run out of investors' money, or fill in the blank, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What have you seen in talking to these people that what they've done when they've encountered adversity?
Well, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. And one of the people that is in my book is a photographer, and her passion her whole life has been to be a photographer. She had a very successful career in corporate America, making very nice money. She made the financial decision to step down from her very highly incented position to be a photographer. So obviously, you know, being a start-out photographer, you're basically making no money. So she made a huge sacrifice financially, and she's very, very happy, you know, with her decision. Luckily, she has a spouse that can help kind of, you know, make up the difference financially. So to kind of answer your question, Kim, is that you have to be smart about identifying your passion and pursuing it. If it entails, you know, or ending your $100,000 a year job to do something that is a great thought, a great passion, a great purpose, but you're not making any money for it, I mean, there's a practical sense associated with finding one's passion. Typically, I would suggest that if it would entail that, you start out part-time. You know, if you think you want to be a full-time chef, well, okay, great. You know, take classes down to culinary school, maybe work part-time as a chef somewhere, but don't leave your full-time job. I mean, you got to get back to the basics and be able to, you know, feed the family and pay the bills and do what you have to do from a practical point of view. And once you get things stabilized or you save money, you know, maybe at that point you want to, you know, embark upon your passion or purpose if it doesn't, you know, entail making any money or something like that. So obviously there's a balance. There's a balance associated with, you know, finding your passion and also living life. But I also see a lot of people that do the passion on a part-time basis. And that's important. And it can eventually lead into a full-time occupation. So I guess what I'm trying to say, Kim, time in addressing your question. You just have to kind of be smart about it and make sure that you had the financial backing to do what you have to do.
Good advice.
Planning and preparing, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
These points in the back of your book, there are 10 here that you give. Number 8 says, finding your passion is all about creating a life you're in love with. Create a vision of your ideal life and set goals to get you there.
Yep, that's very important. And I'll read it again, Susan, because it's such a powerful passage. Finding your passion is all about creating a life you are in love with. Create your vision, like we talked about before. Visualize where you want to be. Visualize your ideal life, okay? Think about it. Believe in it. And then from there, put together some specific action plans on a daily basis that can take you to your goal. You got to be able to see it, but you also have to have a practical plan in place on a daily basis to help you take your life to the next level. And I don't know if we share it, but I also have a website, www.pullinginyourpassion.com, all spelled out, pullinginyourpassion.com. It's a pretty neat site. It talks about some of the people that are in the book. It's an inspirational site. It can connect you with me, and I'd be more than happy to talk to people about their passion, help them identify their passion in life. The book, once again, is available on Amazon.com, pullinginyourpassion.com. You know, go into the subject line at Amazon. And once again, the book is going to help create awareness to ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. So it's just, I feel very, very fortunate to be able to talk to Susan and to you, Kim, and to meet Mark here at your terrific radio station. And I look forward to being able to come back and talk about some books again. And passion and purpose, as we all know, like Annie talked about in the prior set, is very, very important. So, you know, change is difficult. Change can be hard. But embrace change. Realize that change can help you take your life to the next level. To think outside the box. Just do something differently on a day-in-and-day basis.
Wonderful and inspiring advice. Thank you. Drew Bykoski.
Thank you, Susan.
Of Pulling in Your Passion. It's been a joy to have you here this morning. Thank you for being
pleasure.
Here with us. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.